Hi, and welcome to an IMI Trust podcast. In this podcast, we're going to be talking about how social media is helping businesses connect with their clients and increase sales. So what is social media? Well, basically, we're talking about blogs and podcasting. However, that is not the total sum of the social media market. Social media also includes other forms of consumer-generated media, including podcasting and also video casting. Social media, and in particular blogging, is revolutionizing the way that businesses communicate with their organizations. CEOs that were once unreachable can now have their thoughts, ideas discovered by its consumers. To give you an idea of the popularity of blogging, we have listed a bunch of Fortune 500 companies which now blog. To give you an example, Ingroup, GM, Sun Microsystems, Microsoft, Google, Yahoo, Boeing, Citigroup, IBM, Hewlett-Packard, Time Warner, Dell, Lockheed, Wells Fargo, Intel, Merrill Lynch, Disney, Motorola, FedEx, Mitsubishi, Cisco, Halliburton, Toys R Us, Nike, Pepsi, Texas Instruments, Oracle, Apple Computers, Avon, Shell, McGraw-Hill, Starbucks, The New York Times, and even McDonald's. The way in which these companies use blogging varies. Some of them use them to communicate with their consumers, others use them to communicate with their management, others use them to communicate with their staff. To give you an example, with Sun Microsystems, out of their 30,000 employees, they've got 3,000 employees that actually have blogs. And what happens is, you find with blogging, is that you've got bloggers that specialize in certain areas. But also, to give you more of an emphasis and more of an understanding about how you can actually use blogging for your own business, we're going to be highlighting an article from one of the leading US media consultants, which really describes the power of blogging and really highlights the benefits for you. This is the headline, Corporate Blogging Executive Summary. Can corporate blogging really deliver a measurable return on investment for your business? In this, we will address the following questions. Why would a company want to start blogging? Who should blog? What makes a blog successful, and how can companies use this type of website to facilitate positive growth? To find the answers to these questions, bloggers were surveyed at hundreds of companies and conducted in-depth interviews with representatives from six corporations currently leading the way in blogging activities. What we discovered was that the majority of our survey sample, including some of today's largest corporations, the blogs are actually living up to all the hype. Corporate blogs are giving established companies and obscure brands alike the ability to connect with their audiences on a more personal level, building trust, collecting valuable feedback, and fostering strengthened business relationships. More importantly, these companies are enjoying tangible returns in their blogging investment in the form of increased sales, partnerships, business opportunities, press coverage, and lead generation. Companies that employ a well-thought-out blogging strategy encourage the strongest community goodwill, and that goodwill in turn promotes significant market and sales gains. It is said that success breeds success. This holds very true for a successful blog. There is chain reaction that begins with a real desire on the part of the blogger to provide value and connect with their audience. The blogger shares useful and engaging content, the latest information, help, discussion topics, and ideas. The way the audience responds to that content is absolute key. When customers start commenting, posting, or tracking back to a blogging community, it can have a viral effect, spreading out across the blogosphere. In addition, companies that harness their customers' knowledge and ideas find better ways to satisfy their needs and wants, thus facilitating goodwill in the community. For example, it is a common practice in blogging to provide a link back to the thought originator, which is valuable because backlinks are a way that search engines distinguish the order of editorial rankings. Higher search engine rankings translates into significantly higher web traffic and more sales leads. Thus, successful blogging breeds success in other marketing and sales initiatives. Greater word of mouth buzz on and offline, higher search engine rankings, increased press coverage, and superior lead generation are just some of the potential benefits of blogging in a corporate setting. Over the next 5 years, blogging will play an important role in corporate organizations and their ability to connect with their consumers. If you yourself would like to discover how you can actually create your own corporate blog, then what we do is we recommend you go to www.imitrust.com, and we can actually guide you through the setting up process of how you can actually have your own corporate blog that really connects you with your client, identifies your client, and allows that to be a source of future sales generation, future lead generation, and also future product development. Blogging really is the way the next generation of people want to actually do business with clients. They want to understand the heads. They want to understand the different people involved in the company. In other podcasts, you'll actually hear us talking about how consumers now want to personify their experience with the company. And blogging is a powerful way in doing that.